This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Northeast Wisconsin broke records yesterday with its high temperatures. Green Bay saw 49 degrees, which broke the record set in 1914 of 46. Appleton's high was 48, breaking the 1947 and 1989 records of 43 degrees. And in Oshkosh, the record high of 45 from 1919 fell when temperatures rose to 48 degrees. More warm weather is expected Thursday. In a developing story, the Trump administration's move to stop federal grant and loan payments has been blocked, at least for now. Savannah Tomei Olson explains what's at stake for Wisconsin.
The White House sent a memo to federal agencies telling them to stop making those payments. Now, that could impact all kinds of programs that get federal funding, like Head Start, law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, victim services. The list goes on. I spoke with somebody who works in one of those areas who said their team was scrambling all day trying to figure out what happens next. According to the State Journal, Wisconsin gets $14 billion this year in federal money. More than 60% of it goes toward the Department of Health Services and is then funneled into local health departments. Wisconsin is one of more than 20 states suing the federal government, saying the executive branch does not have the authority to stop money that was appropriated by Congress. Democratic lawmakers who represent the Badger State are furious. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I'm hearing from local fire departments in our rural parts of the state, wondering if they could lose the grants that they need to do their jobs, pay our firefighters, and save lives. I'm hearing from moms in local school districts who are worried that they won't be able to feed their kids. I'm hearing from substance use treatment providers and domestic abuse shelters who won't be able to help those fighting addiction or escaping unsafe situations.
Republican Representative Tom Tiffany of Minocqua lauded the move, saying this is what Trump promised on the campaign trail. Also making headlines from the Trump administration, they've offered nearly 8 months' salary to all federal government employees, trying to encourage them to resign. It's part of their efforts to majorly cut government staff and spending. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A car driven by a, quote, elderly and confused driver caused an emergency situation at Appleton International Airport Tuesday. Outagamie County Sheriff's officials say the woman drove past security through an open gate for construction vehicles. The woman was stopped by deputies a short time later. Sheriff's officials described it as an unintentional act that was resolved quickly. No one was hurt and no airport employees or passengers were ever in any danger. Two Wisconsin Supreme Court justices have been asked to step away from ruling on Act 10. Republican lawmakers are asking Justice Janet Protasiewicz to step aside in the case that seeks to overturn a 2011 law that ended collective bargaining for most state workers. Protasiewicz campaigned as an opponent of Act 10 when she ran for justice in 2023. She called the law unconstitutional. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn helped draft Act 10 when he was Governor Scott Walker's chief legal counsel, and Democratic lawmakers have asked him to recuse himself from the case. He's been a congressman for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, a Fox News contributor, and now Wisconsinite Sean Duffy is the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Transportation. The Senate confirmed Duffy Tuesday in a bipartisan vote of 77 to 22. Duffy has pledged to reduce regulations, improve airplane safety, and encourage the development of self-driving vehicles. Duffy represented the 7th Congressional District from 2011 to 2019. He resigned in the fall of 2019 to help care for his newborn daughter with a heart ailment. Republican lawmakers are presenting a bill that they say will protect Wisconsin school children from gun violence. State Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee and State Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha have co-authored a bill allowing teachers and school staff to carry guns on campus. In a press release, Allen said the bill is at the request of the Germantown School Board, who wrote in 2023, quote, "The gun-free school zone signs do nothing but notify a criminal that there will be few, if any, people in the building who can defend themselves." end quote. Allen proposed very similar legislation in April 2023, but it failed to pass when no action was taken on the bill by the time the legislature adjourned in April of 2024. Allen said this bill avoids a statewide solution, but allows each district to make a choice currently prohibited by state law. Governor Tony Evers has clean water on his mind. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Governor Tony Evers is lowering the threshold for lead poisoning. He approved a new emergency rule from the Department of Health Services that drops the threshold from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. That brings the standards in Wisconsin closer to recommendations from the CDC. It means more children exposed to lead will be eligible for services. Just last week, a Milwaukee student tested positive for lead poisoning, and health officials believe they were exposed at school. No level of lead is considered safe for kids. Evers also allocated $5 million in federal funding toward lead and PFAS abatement efforts in well water. Since 2022, 684 wells have been decontaminated, rebuilt, or closed under that program. His next budget also includes $6.2 million to go toward lead and PFAS removal efforts.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks lose again in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Trail Blazers, 125-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, how has Portland beat them 3 out of 4 tries since they traded Damian Lillard away to Milwaukee?
Good team, play fast, have a lot of people that can make shots over the dribble. You know, when you give a team confidence, they beat you.
The Bucks road trip continues when they face the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. College basketball, number 9th ranked Marquette, with a win in Indianapolis, beating Butler 78-69. Cam Jones got into foul trouble, so Stevie Mitchell stepped up, scoring a career-high 22 points. Number 18th ranked Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, head coach Greg Gard on why he thinks the Badgers have improved on offense.
You know, an unselfish group that doesn't care who gets the credit, and it's a really talented team that have a lot of weapons that can shoot it, and there's pretty much everybody we put on the floor is a legit threat from three.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A popular TV detective will say goodbye once again. As a big fan of detective shows, I've really enjoyed Bosch and been through the entire series twice. Titus Welliver plays the uncompromising LA detective based on the lead character in Michael Connelly's crime novels. When the original show ended, it was spun off into Bosch Legacy, and its third and final season will drop on Freevee March 27th, according to Deadline. If you like cop shows, both Bosch and Bosch Legacy are worth a peek. The Jonas Brothers are great at reinventing themselves, and there is a new iteration. The musically talented bros, Nick, Jonas, and Kevin, will play themselves trying to get home from London to New York in time for Christmas with family. Really thinking outside the box there. According to Deadline, Disney is hoping to have the film ready for a 2025 release. You guys think they'll make it home in time? Expect a nail-biter, ladies and gentlemen. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patrick never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patrick, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, a complete unknown. I'm not exactly going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Folie à Deux was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. Still a bit breezy, partly cloudy and a low of 23 tonight. On Thursday, sunny and warm again, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 30.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.